Right now, we have newsmakers, as I said in the last segment, as we went to the top of the hour, Phil Taub, a good friend of mine, good friend of the show, good friend of the state, good friend for veterans. Of course, he and his wife, Julie, founding Swim with a Mission a number of years ago, does so much, not just for the Navy SEAL family and community, but other veteran groups we're going to hear about. And he's been a political analyst, as well as someone whose name has been seriously talked about as a possible Republican candidate, now looking at the U.S. Senate race. Let's start with just getting an update. Phil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. Doing great. Thank you very much. Getting ready for Turkey Day. You know, great week.
What about you on the home side? Are you going to be local, traveling, staying close to home?
Thankfully, we're going to be local. We'll be up at beautiful Newfound Lake. As you know, a very special place for our family, a lot of people in New Hampshire. Julie and I have been on the road for almost 3 weeks now in some very warm, beautiful places around the country. Not as cold as this, but very happy to be home. My kids are going to be home. Nice. You know, celebrating Thanksgiving together.
Nice. Now, you shared with me recently, just talking about some veteran stuff. We just had Tom Raphael in with Northeast Delta Dental, but you shared with me, and we had a guest related to this story just a week or so ago, about what you were able to do with Swim with a Mission for two, I think, Army veterans to finally get a service dog, a dog really trained to help on the emotional side of things. This is not a quick slam dunk process. Can you just share a little bit of this, Phil?
Happy to, Jack. And this is our favorite time of the year for Swim with a Mission. You know, after so many people helped us raise so much money, now we actually give out all that money. And some money that we donated last year to a great organization, Operation Delta Dog, down in Hollis, New Hampshire. One of just a few organizations in New Hampshire, Jack, that create service and support dogs for our veterans. And their process is a long process. You know, it's an 18-month process. It starts with veterans coming and spending time at Operation Delta Dog with other veterans who have dogs. And in their case, the dogs actually pick the veteran, not the veteran picks the dogs. Yeah. And that takes a while. And then it's every week, Jack, that, you know, in cohorts, you know, with other veterans, with dogs, long, slow process, incredible people, trainers there. And we were blessed because we're, again, giving money to Operation Delta Dog. And they invited us to a graduation ceremony. Two of their veterans, a male veteran and a female veteran, who both did a number of tours, during the war on terror in tough places like Iraq. And, slow to come to ask for help. Veterans don't want to ask for help, Jack, and finally did, and didn't realize the magnitude of how much maybe help they needed. And listening to them during their graduation ceremony, speaking to their friends and family and other veterans, you know, about what this journey meant for them. You know, I don't think there was a dry eye in the house, to be honest, me included. And it just reminds us every day of how important this is. Too many veterans, Jack, that need our help.
Yeah.
And why we got to keep fighting for our veterans every day.
Yeah, and I'm just worried, you know, what you hear just about the recruitment. I've talked to recruitment officers. Less than 1% serve a very big and diverse nation, right?
Yeah, no, that's very true. And you know, after that, we went to an equine immersion program, another great organization running, you know, these with the horses, right, and helping veterans at a beautiful farm in New Hampshire. And I'm meeting Gold Star mothers, you know, and which is hard, right? It's hard. Just there's the pain and suffering, and that this idea that maybe they've been forgotten and their sacrifice has been forgotten. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And two of them, Jack, their sons took their own lives.
Yeah.
And the worst part about that is their moms did not know that their sons were struggling.
That's
right?
So sad. Yeah.
And this idea was explained to me, Jack, that sometimes the way our soldiers are trained, when there's a problem, you deal with the problem. And when they feel like the problem is their own brain and that they're at war with themselves, too many times they just go, I'm going to solve the problem, right?
Right.
I'm going to
muscle it
take
out.
My
muscle
life
it out.
That solves
yep.
the problem, right?
Yep. Yep.
You know, and how terrible is that? And yep. to spend time with their moms, it breaks my heart.
Thank you for what you do. Phil, maybe put on your political analyst hat. You know, recently, just a week or so ago, was a busy week here. We had all the candidates on. We had Senators Hassan and Shaheen on ahead of the president's trip to Woodstock to tout the infrastructure bill, $1.2 trillion. And then, of course, House passing at the end of that week, Nancy Pelosi over to the Senate, and I think it will change some, but another $1.75 trillion in some social spending programs. And my question to you is, with all this going on, And just nationally, you look at that Quinnipiac University poll, almost 70%, and it echoes polls here in New Hampshire, almost 68-70% of the adults polled do not approve of the direction the country's going in. Everyone's facing inflation. And then that same poll shows of independent voters that more than by a pretty big number favor Republicans winning the House or Senate in the midterm elections nationally. So those are independent voters. What's going on here, and why are these numbers what they are at this point, even if they're a snapshot in time?
Good question, Jack. I think it's very simple. I think we all understand what's going on right now. These big spending bills aren't being passed because we need the money, because, you know, average Americans need this extra money. We aren't going to see any of it, right? These bills are nothing more than the Democrats spending money for their own agenda to buy votes. I mean, it's as simple as that. You know,
Elaborate on that.
I think right now, you know, talk to employers. You talk to a lot of employers around New Hampshire. Everybody says the same thing. Their two biggest issues are can't find anybody to fill the open jobs that we have. Everybody is hiring right now, right? So, you know, the other side of that is I think almost everybody that wants to work is now working, right? Mm-hmm. And then the supply chains, right? The supply chain problems. I mean, good luck trying to buy, you know, a couch for your living room or something like that. One day it's that. The next day you can't find paint. You can't find nails. I mean, it just goes on and on. And while the prices continue to rise. So a lot of people who are in fixed incomes, you know, bananas cost more, right? Milk costs more. Mm-hmm. Gasoline costs more. And against that backdrop, this current administration thinks the answer is to spend trillions of dollars. These bills are going to drive inflation up further. And I think what people are saying is we don't want any of this. We want prices to come down. We don't want you spending money just so you can, you know, further your own social agenda. It's always about consolidating power. You know, instead of just what's in everybody's best interest.
Or more
pure
market.
I don't know why they don't understand that.
Or free market forces. I mean, look at healthcare. That's what it needs is free market. Hey, before we let you go, thanks for the time. I wish you and your family a happy, healthy Thanksgiving up on Newfound Lake. And thank you again for what you do for veterans, not just the Navy SEAL family and Swim of the Mission, but all the other veteran causes and groups on the horse and the equine therapy that your organization's able to do and all your supporters. Before I let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you the News Talk making question. Since the governor announced just a week or so ago that he's not going to be a candidate in the U.S. Senate, Chris Sununu is going to run for a fourth term as governor, kind of open up the sweepstakes. Don Boldeck, a retired general in there, but a lot of other Republicans seriously looking at this. Your name was on that list. It's been reported and talked about as one of the possible names looking at being people talking to you about a run for the U.S. Senate as a Republican in these midterm elections this next year. Is Phil Taub going to be running for the U.S. Senate in the midterms, yes or no?
So Jack, you've been talking about on the radio, and I appreciate that, and I respect you greatly. So thank you for that. And after you talked about it, and WMUR and the union leader ran stories, my phone's been ringing off the hook, Jack. People with really just great words of encouragement, encouraging me to run. But now is not the right time for me and my family. It's tempting because I think a Republican's going to beat Senator Hassan. But the best place for us right now is to focus on veterans through Swim with a Mission and all the various things that we're doing. I think that's really ultimately in the private sector where we're right now, you know, me and my family can make the most difference. And the great news is, Jack, we have really good people, you know, that are seriously looking at this race. I think at the end of the day, we're going to have a very good candidate to go up against Senator Hassan, and I think that person's going to do very well. So they don't need me in there, Jack, and we'll keep doing what we do and appreciate all your support in helping out veterans.
So now's not the time. Does that mean you would not rule out a run for public office here in the future?
Yeah, I think, listen, based on the support and the calls I got around the country and locally in New Hampshire, you know, I know that we could raise the money to do it, and I think we could run a very credible race. I think our voters don't want more politicians. They want experienced business leaders, you know, that'll make good decisions and effectively represent them. Use that office to do a lot of good stuff, not just line your pockets and vote red, vote green, you know, whatever the lights are that come up. So, we'll probably take a look at it, you know, the next go around. But for now, you know, very happy and blessed to be where we are and looking forward to a nice, quiet Thanksgiving with the family and the dogs.
All right, Phil Topp, thank you very much. GMI Studios, Good Morning New Hampshire. Make it a great one. Thanks for joining us live and local. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. Happy Thanksgiving.